with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Travel disruptions are deepening as senators race to salvage a proposal to win the Homeland Security shutdown by funding much of the department, including airport workers going without pay. Acting TSA Administrator Ha McNeil says TSA officers are suffering while missing their paychecks.
Many in our workforce have missed bill payments, received eviction notices, had their cars repossessed and utilities shut off, lost their child care, defaulted on loans, damaged their credit line, and drained their retirement savings. Some are sleeping in their cars, selling their blood and plasma, and taking on jobs, second jobs to make ends meet, all while being expected to perform at the highest level when in uniform.
Nearly 11% of Transportation Security Administration workers who were scheduled to report to work on Monday, more than 3,200 missed work, and at least 458 have quit altogether since the shutdown began, according to DHS. Florida Democrats won a special election on President Trump's turf. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Florida Democrat Emily Gregory has won a special election for the state legislature, flipping the district that's home to President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Trump had endorsed Gregory's rival, John Maples, telling voters Maples was backed by so many of my Palm Beach County friends. Heather Williams, president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, says if Mar-a-Lago is vulnerable, imagine what's possible this November. I'm Donna Warder.
And the U.S. Postal Service says it is seeking approval for a temporary 8% price hike for priority mail and package deliveries, effective April 26. That would be to deal with rising transportation fuel costs. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reports that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are the most likely to identify. LGBT Americans are far more likely to vote Democrat and describe themselves as politically liberal. The PRRI poll also finds that 51% of the LGBT community is religiously unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
California lawmakers, they are considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around houses of worship, designed to keep protesters at a distance. The legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque, and would bar protesters from approaching members of the congregation except with consent. This is SRN News. A growing number of U.S. college instructors turning to oral exams to help combat an AI crisis in higher education. Some are replacing written assignments with oral exams. Oral exams allow instructors to determine what students know and where they need help. It's a novel plan designed to convince more of us to eat more seafood.
At the recent Seafood Expo North America in Boston, many products resembled salami, meatballs, fried chicken, and more. Industry reps say the aim is to make fish and seafood more appealing to more people. Americans have a notoriously limited appetite for seafood, eating only about 19 pounds a year compared to the global average of 45. That U.S. number has barely budged in a century. Most of the seafood Americans eat is shrimp and salmon. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.